KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with fog and drizzle this morning. Scattered light rain possible this afternoon, a high of 44 with winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The dense fog advisory that had been in effect until 10 a.m. for Pottawatomie and Mills counties was canceled. However, there is another dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for most of the KJAN listing area, covering Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Visibility will be less than a quarter of a mile at times this morning in dense fog. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. In the news, Red Oak police arrested a man and woman on drug charges Tuesday night following a call about two people fighting at a residence in the 200 block of South 8th Street. Upon further investigation, officers discovered drugs and drug paraphernalia inside the home. After a search warrant was obtained, police arrested 21-year-old Jacob Berggren of Red Oak for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. 25-year-old Paige Marie Clark of Red Oak was arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of paraphernalia. The pair were taken into custody at around 8:15 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bonds were set at $1,000 each. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in those arrests. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County Tuesday said 31-year-old Jose Rodriguez was sentenced Monday afternoon for reckless driving, arrested Monday afternoon, that is, for reckless driving after a deputy attempted to stop a 2013 Hyundai Sonata having no license plates and traveling at a high rate of speed westbound on Canesville Boulevard. The driver attempted to elude authorities for a short time, but was later located with the assistance of officers from the Council Bluffs Police Department. Rodriguez and a female passenger were also arrested on warrants and driving offenses. A small dog was taken into protective custody. A little after noon on Monday, Pott County deputies arrested 51-year-old Jonathan Holtz following a traffic stop on his pickup in the Shelby area. Holtz was arrested for driving while license suspended or revoked. Sunday afternoon, 44-year-old Brock Allen Knopp was arrested in Hancock while deputies, along with an Iowa DHS investigator, were at a home on 410th Street. They were on location in reference to a follow-up being conducted by the Iowa DHS. Authorities learned Knopp was in the presence of a woman while at the residence in violation of protective orders issued against him from both Tennessee and Iowa. An inmate at the Pott County Jail was charged Friday with being a fugitive from justice. 30-year-old Andrew Lucas Espinosa was being held also for burglary in the third degree, with bond set at $5,000. Another inmate, 53-year-old Rocky Lee Weiss, who was being held on charges that include fugitive from justice and theft in the second degree, was issued a warrant for violation of probation. His bond was also set at $5,000. Espinosa and Weiss were presented with their warrants and then returned to the custody of Pott County Corrections staff. Page County Sheriff's deputies on Monday arrested a woman from Texas. Authorities say 26-year-old Krista Leanne Wheelis of Borger, Texas, was arrested at the Page County Courthouse on a Page County warrant for burglary in the third degree. That warrant is in connection with the burglary the sheriff's deputies foiled during the early morning hours of March 13th, and that we mentioned to you earlier this week. Wheelis was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. On Monday, the sheriff's office had reported deputies had been checking on a property due to suspicious activity, and at around 2:40 a.m., they arrested 37-year-old Bradley Roy Lewis of Broken Bow, Nebraska, on an active warrant for failure to appear on original felony drug charges out of Missouri and burglary in a third-degree charge in Page County. Authorities said they were still searching for a third unidentified suspect. Lewis was being held in the Page County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond for the burglary charge and $7,500 bond on the Atchison County, Missouri warrant. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday, and during their session, they approved both the 2022 Cass County and the Cass County Secondary Roads budgets. County Compensation Board recommendations for elected officers' compensation for the 2022 fiscal year. Also, the appointment of Jacob Reynolds as sheriff's deputy. Reynolds will begin his duties next week. And they approve Lori Ohms as the new Lincoln Township clerk. She will hold the position until the end of the term on December 31st, 2024. There was also brief discussion Tuesday during their meeting with regard to COVID-19 numbers in the area. Unofficially, 50% of the people 18 or more have had the first round of the COVID-19 vaccine in Cass County. Over 1,100 vaccines were administered in a large event held last week, and around 500 more vaccines are expected to be administered at another clinic on today or Friday. The Iowa Utilities Board will conduct a public hearing on a proposal by Heartland Divide Wind 2 LLC to build a 345-kilovolt electric transmission line in Audubon, Guthrie, and Adair counties. That public hearing will be held 10 a.m. Thursday at the Community Room at the Audubon Recreation Center. All participants planning to attend the UIB hearing in person will be required to follow COVID-19 guidelines. Heartland Divide filed its petition to construct, maintain, and operate the approximately 38.88-mile electric transmission line on September 15th, 2020. The proposed line would connect proposed wind energy generation facilities in Audubon County to a substation in Adair County. Under the Iowa Code, the IUB has the authority to grant or deny the petition. Heartland Divide cannot build the proposed transmission line unless the IUB grants the franchise permission to do so. To obtain the franchise, the petitioners are required to show that the proposed line is necessary to serve a public use and represents a reasonable relationship to an overall plan of transmitting electricity in the public interest. Information about how electric transmission line franchise process is available on the IUB's website. Following Thursday's hearing, the IUB will review all evidence presented by Heartland Divide, the Office of Consumer Advocate, the Division of Iowa Department of Justice, and any objectors. The IUB also will review Iowa laws and rules, previous court cases, and IUB orders that apply to the case before issuing a written final decision and an order. And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.